But let's get into the program and let's tackle our first topic of the day, which is growing indoors edible plants over winter. And this segment is sponsored by Happy Leaf LED.
Happy Leaf LED grow lights, proudly made in the USA, a grow light for beginners or advanced indoor gardeners. They have a universal use LED recipe that means you just turn it on and watch your leafy greens, herbs, vegetables, any plant really grow and thrive. It's the Anywhere Anytime Garden, a professional grade grow light with a home gardener's affordability. No fans, no motors, just plug in and grow. For more information, you can visit happyleafled.com. That's happyleafled.com.
Now, we bring this up because people can grow indoors over winter without a grow light. People can grow indoors over winter by window light or by a very cheap, inefficient, and ineffective low emitting tube light. However, if you're of any...
Or something like an aquarium light or whatever.
Right. Yeah. But if you're any of age, you may have already learned in life, if you're going to do something, you might as well do it right the first time. Instead of doing it halfway the first time and doing it on the cheap scale, and then you got to invest more money into the project because the first time didn't work very well, and it's a terrible downhill slippery slope. So this is not going to be a 12-minute info commercial about Happy Leaf. However, we have a number of Happy Leaf LED grow lights that we use. We've used them for over 5 years without any fault or problem that they have. There's nothing wrong, very compact, very beneficial. We will speak with the owner of Happy Leaf, a segment in which we recorded some time ago this year, and he will explain a little more in detail about the Happy Leaf the products there. So let's talk about the growing indoors aspect. It's not a far-fetched or I can only do this if I have a lot of space or if I have a big budget.
Right. So one thing is you want to think about a growing area in your home. So if you aren't using a grow light, you would want to think about where you can get some sunlight or put your plants so that they are going to have the sunlight. So usually it's going to be like a south-facing window, or we started seeds for many years on our west side of our home.
Right.
So that's one thing.
Which only got the evening sun.
Right. And so, we started seeds as early as January at that point. So it was a little bit of limited sun as well, the evening sun.
Right. But, you know, we can grow them indoors over winter. The advantage of doing such is you don't need a greenhouse.
No.
Because your house is already warm and it can take, you know, you've got one box already checked off.
Right, for sure. So that's one thing you want to think about is where. Another thing is what you can grow. So some things you can grow a lot of things indoors, but it just depends on how much time and space you have and how soon you want your return on investment, essentially.
Right. With growing with the Happy Leaf LED, it really comes down to space and the medium which you're growing in. We can grow in compost indoors. We can grow in soilless mix indoors. We can grow in hydroponics indoors. That's the process of that you're growing in water and you include nutrients and nutriences in that water for the plants to uptake what is needed. We don't necessarily want to do aquaponics indoors. Now, people do it on a large scale in a warehouse or a shed or a barn. That's the practice of using fish, taking their waste, and then filtering it through the roots of the plant in order for it to uptake that nutrients that the fish, the byproducts, the manure that the fish use. So hydroponics is a good way to go about inside. Just growing in compost or soilless mix. If you grow in a soilless mix like a cocoa mix or a peat moss mix, you will have to chemically add the nutrients to that soil for the plants to uptake, and there's some chemistry that goes along with that. What we have done is simply put compost, potting soil. Potting soil is fine because if you get a potting soil that has slow-release fertilizer, it works just fine. The only disadvantage you need, well, not disadvantage, The only thing you need to be aware of when growing indoors, if you're using soil, is soil gnats.
Right, and that's something to definitely keep in mind is that you will get those soil gnats. That's the typical name for them, or some people call them white flies.
Fungal gnats.
Fungal gnats. And one thing you can do is you can buy the traps for them, or the sticky yellow trap things, and those work phenomenally.
People, you know, you can make your own, but for whatever reason, the homemade ones simply do not have the effectiveness as the store-bought ones do. So, yeah, you can think about that. Now, another thing that people may be thinking about is, well, if I grow something indoors, there's no bees or bugs or anything to pollinate it. However, not all plants in outdoor life actually get pollinated by such insects.
Right. That's something to definitely keep in mind is that you don't necessarily need pollinators. A lot of times people will grow just some microgreens or leafy greens, something like that, just to have some freshness throughout the winter. And that is definitely an option for you. Even like we've grown beans indoors, and that works as well. We've done tomato plants.
Right.
So I will say that with the tomatoes, we did cherry tomatoes, and the skin on the cherry tomatoes is a little thick and tough.
Well, that's when we were using the ambient outdoor light. Whenever you use the happy leaf, it emits enough light to that fruit so it doesn't have the thickness of skin. The thickness of skin is just a slow, it's kind of the offshoot, or the reason for that is the slow development of that plant fruit because it doesn't have enough light.
Right.
It that type of thing. So before we go any farther, let's go to Victor, who is the owner and creator and inventor of the Happy Leaf LED grow light. And he will shed a little more information on how to grow indoors when you don't really have a place of indoors to grow in, and some of the tips that he can offer us.
So growing indoors over winter with the Happy Leaf LED, there's a couple of things that somebody who is not familiar with that practice needs to know.
Right. So, you know, we've spent a lot of time figuring out how you can grow successfully indoors. And the easiest things to start with are things like microgreens, lettuces, and herbs. But you can grow tomatoes, cucumbers, beets, carrots, anything you want. But the key is light. And, you know, we've all known that you need water, you need the right nutrients. But light has always been the missing element. So in the past, people have built greenhouses to bring light in, but greenhouses are expensive to build. You need the space. The days are still short in the winter. You have to heat them, and you still have a lot of cloudy days. Now, with high quality LED lights, you can actually get 16 to 18 hours of growth or photosynthesis. They grow quickly, they have the right level of light, there's no cloudy days, and because your home is already heated and has the right humidity levels, you don't have to control the environment or do any kind of special heating like you would in a greenhouse. So Happy Leaf has spent a lot of time over the last few years making it possible to have an indoor greenhouse basically on a baker's rack. Get yourself a baker's rack, put a light on it, and grow your plants. We advocate a process called passive hydroponics made or developed by a professor by the name of Dr. Bernard Kratky at the University of Hawaii. But the truth is, you can use any method you want as long as you have the right amount of light. And now it's possible, and the Happy Leaf LEDs were actually designed to give you the right spectrum. A lot of grow lights made in China or even various parts of the U.S.
Or the standard tube light that we're familiar with.
Well, a tube light or a fluorescent, yeah. They don't give you nearly the amount of light. They probably want five times not enough. And even the grow lights that just have white LEDs are not the optimal grow light. You want red light. And so red light with the right ratio can increase your growth by 250% with the same amount of energy use if you have the right spectrum. And the Happy Leaf LEDs were designed specifically to be able to do that.
And you've got several sizes available from 4-inch to 17 to 33, is that correct?
Correct, correct. So basically the 33 was designed to cover an area of a 3-foot baker's rack. The 17 can do like a 2-foot area pretty much. And the little 4-inch light really is intended to do a couple of jars on your kitchen countertop.
Or even at the office.
Or at the office. A lot of our customers just buy it so they can do something on the office under with a plant. But, yeah, the 17 and the 33 are really the most practical if you're trying to grow some food at home or even your flowers.
And to find out all about the Happy Leaf LED grow lights, go to happyleafled.com.
So it's not your grandmother's grow light system anymore.
No.
When we talk about the red light will increase the growth by 250% using the same amount of energy. It's very, very scientific. They've done the scientific stuff, and it's a low-cost unit in order to grow virtually forever. There's a five-year warranty on it, which that doesn't mean after 5 years it shuts down and says goodbye. It will keep trucking for a very long time. But I don't want you to think that you absolutely have to have a Happy Leaf LED grow light. It makes the job tremendously easier than to have to monitor your plants next to the south-facing window or rotate them or anything like that. It makes it much, much easier. But you can, and we have for many years. We had grown indoors over winter herbs, beans, radishes, those type of things without using a grow light.
Right, and you can definitely do so. For more information, please visit thewisconsinvegetablegardener.com.